Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, Angels, and welcome to our show tonight at 7 p.m. East Coast time. We're going to talk about the magic of the moon, right? And a couple of things are going on here today. It's a strawberry moon, Mercury's in retrograde, and it's a full moon. And what does a full moon mean? Do you guys ever wonder that? Or maybe you know, and you're thinking, well, three, I know what it means. And so do I, by the way. And so how cool is that? But the full moon is a great time to start projects, okay? New projects, right? Or not start new projects, but put the gas pedal on projects that you've already started. Forgive me, sorry about that. That's a new moon, which is happening, I think, June 9th. But yeah, it's a great way to start to kick off your projects that you want to do, like in business. You know, if you've got a business idea that you want to do, or a business goal that you're trying to do, or something like that, it's a nice time to really kick that off with prayer, meditation, and you don't really want to sign contracts because we are in Mercury retrograde, right? Retrograde, you don't do anything like start new relationships. You do not sign new contracts. You just kind of chill until after the 11th. Because that's when Mercury goes out of retrograde. And, wow. So, you know, but it's a strawberry moon. I think that means that Saturn is, and the moon are coming together, and there's a star, too. I can't remember the name of it. But it holds a lot of magic, okay? So let me share with you how you use that. And I hope this makes sense to you. Okay, so how does it hold energy? I'm gonna explain it the best way. Okay, so what that does is when you have, as I said, a project that you're working on, like we're working on some things in Angel Coaches with a new radio network, and so, you know, it's a great time to go out tonight or any time because the moon went full, I think, around 12:19 p.m. today on the East Coast. So, you know, so that's 3 hours difference if you're on the West Coast, 2 hours if you're on Mountain Time, and 1 hour, I think, if you're Central. Okay, so you figure it out. 12:19 here and so on. But what you can do is I think that you can go out and do it any time. But I like doing meditation and kicking off my goals and my dreams at night when I can actually see the moon. And it's supposed to be very beautiful. You know, I think people have it on their Facebook page and everything like that, so you guys can catch a look at it or go online and check it out. But what you can do is you can go out and just say, for instance, let's say this. I have a friend of mine that wants to connect with this guy, and she goes, I would like to make this guy a part of my life, whether it's friendship or being my new lover, but new guy, but I'd like to get to know him better. And so she's putting that, she wrote that on a piece of paper, and she goes, if it's for both of her divine and perfect, in divine and perfect timing, it's for our highest and best good. Divine and perfect timing and the highest and best good. Isn't that cool? And she goes, I want my business to expand, and she wrote this, you know, the number that she's looking to expand it in the ways that she's looking to expand it, like with social media, with she does cold calling, and those kind of things. So she wrote that out, like that she was going to do, and she said, and then she also wanted to buy something significant, you know, that she's looking to buy and has saved up her money. And she goes, I would like to buy this new piece of, you know, it was something for her. And she goes, I'd like to buy that now and feel good about it and know that it's okay. And as long as all of this was for my highest and best good and anyone that has to do with their highest and best good in divine and perfect timing. Those are two things that she feels really strong about. I do too. So, you know, you might want to write that down. And then you have Archangel Haniel. And Haniel's wonderful, you guys, because she works with moon energy. She's an archangel. She helps you with clairvoyance, like if you want to work on your psychic abilities, right? Clairvoyance, clairaudience, claircognizant, clairsentient. Specifically, Haniel works with moon energy, which is like the gas pedal that gives your dreams, your intentions, your goals, you know, instead of driving with a Volkswagen, which is a great car, not knocking because I've had a Volkswagen before, you get the Maserati tonight with the full moon, you know, where it can really kick it and goes extremely fast and kick those intentions out there, okay? So, and it's a strawberry moon, so that only happens, I'm not even sure about that, but that means it's connected to Saturn and that other star. It starts with an A. So that's what you can do. So write it out. I have another friend of mine that says, I would like to get married. And you know, and she wrote the date that she wanted to get married in the next year to her guy. And they've already made plans. And she wanted to go for a honeymoon. And so she wrote that down on a piece of paper. And she says, and then she asked Archangel Haniel to help her, and God, of course, and in spirit, you know, in that higher part of her. And that's how she did it. And she goes, in for our highest and best good in divine and perfect timing. So once again, you have those two things that you can do, okay? So I have another guy. He's he's actually an attorney. And he wants to become a, I don't know if I should say this. He's not here in South Florida. I'm going to go ahead. He wants to become a judge, right? Yes, he is trying to be a judge. You know, I guess most people know that, but I think it's so funny. Anyway, so he's working for that, and I gather that all of this is very political, and that's something I really know nothing about except manifesting, creating the life of passion. So if that means being a judge or being a businessman, it doesn't really matter as long as you want to do it and you have passion about it and you have love for people, for yourself. I think it, anything works. So he goes, I would like to be a judge, and he wrote down the timeline and the time period and show me how to do this with dreams and thoughts and ideas. And he wrote it to Dear God, Dear Archangel Haniel, and Dear Higher Self, okay? So that's what he did. He wrote it out in a letter, and the other people did as well. So what they all do, though, and I want to share this with you, is they take it out, and they do a meditation, and I'll share that with you in just a few minutes. They take it out, and they read it, their goals, their dreams, and their intentions. It can be all, it can be, I'm just saying, call it whatever you feel comfortable calling it, but make sure whatever you're calling it, it has power, right? If you're saying goals and you really relate to intentions better, use intentions. Or you use goals and intentions and whatever that works, whatever works for you. Dreams or dreams and goals and intentions, whatever works, okay? So remember that. I've said that 3 or 4 times, so you got it. Anyway, you're like, yeah, tree, move on. So that's what I'm doing. So you've got, you know, you've got that and you write it down. As I said, he says, Dear Spirit, Dear God, Dear Angels, Archangel Haniel, and Dear Higher Self, thank you for, you know, and then write what you want to write down. He says, thank you for letting me become, you know, a judge in XYZ time. Okay? So, and he also wants to buy his daughter something for school because she's going in August away. So anyway, he swears by this because he's worked with the full moon energy and meditates, and he says that it's his daughter got into the college that she wanted to, not only by her own efforts, but he says, I feel that the universe really helped her. God, however you call it, the universe helped her. And he said, we all worked with Archangel Haniel, he, his wife, and his daughter. So, you know, when she works with moon energy. So I hope that helps you. So another thing, key thing you want to remember, where is the full moon going to be at? It's actually going to be in Sagittarius. So if you know, want to know what the energy is with this full moon, kicking off new projects, but it's in Sagittarius. What are Sagittarians like? Well, they're the life of the party, right? They get things done, you know. They're some of the most orderly, neat people. You know, so if you're not sure what Sagittarians are like, look in the book, and that's where the moon's at, that kind of energy. For instance, if it's in Libra, the energy with the moon would be partnership. So Sagittarians, as I said, they're great at new projects, they're great at getting things done, they're great at being orderly, they're great at planning things, you know, they're great at being creative. They also can procrastinate, so make sure you're aware of that, because with every good, there's a not so good, right? Every up, there's a down. So remember that about Sagittarius. But that doesn't affect, you know, you and your intentions. I'm just sharing with you where the moon's at, so you can have the highest strength you know, to get things done, because that's what judges do, and they're fun about it too. Okay, I think I covered, you know, writing it down, divine and perfect timing. That is always good. Every person I talk to adds that. And also, if you're asking for something not only for yourself but for someone else, put make sure it's for the highest and best good of us both, or all of us all. You know what I mean? And so that's key right there. And then you can write the letter, dear God, dear universe, dear spirit, dear higher part of me, the highest part of me, causal plane, which is all the deities or the angels that live in the highest energy possible. That's always good. I have people that do that. Thank you and forgiving me, or helping me get this goal, or helping me get this dream, or helping me get this intention. And thank you, Archangel Haniel, for increasing my awareness with clairvoyance and anything else, because that's what she does, and as well as working with the moon energy. So you've got all those bases covered, and what you do is people have written it down, and then they burn it. Okay, they take a match or lighter, and they burn it. That's something I do. I think there's power in that. Not necessary if you don't like it, right? You went, well, Turi, what about if I start a fire? Well, then don't burn it. And here in South Florida, we're getting some tremendous storms and rain, so, you know, we won't have to worry about the fire, right, guys? In other parts of the world, I'm sure, you know, because the show is worldwide. So that's something that you can remember. So recapping again, Archangel Haniel works with moon energy. These people have all worked with Archangel Haniel, the woman, the judge, the businesswoman, the one that wants to get married, you know, so all the ones that I told you about, okay? And just address it, you can, and write it down, and just say, make sure you include dear whoever you pray to, your higher power, higher part of yourself, all the angels, Archangel Haniel, if that feels right, thank you for giving me, and write it out, and thank you for giving me this in divine and perfect timing, and if it's only you, for my highest and best good, as it was for my friend, he does for him, his daughter, and his wife. Okay, for all of our highest and best good. And for my daughter, you know, he said that that's what they've done. She's in one of the top universities, and he's wanting to, you know, do some amazing things too. So, and then they say it, burn it, and let it go. And what else can you do? Well, you know, you can do a meditation. So what I'm going to do with you guys now, if you don't mind, is we're going to do a real quick meditation, you know, because the full moon's now, and you go, well, I can't stay up later. I'm asleep by dark, right? That's my aunt, uncle, by the way. God bless him. Some that says I was like 10, and but love him for that. So, you know, they get to bed by dark. So if you want to do something that can really help, here's what I'm going to make a suggestion. Oh, and remember, the moon's in Sagittarius, so read the qualities of Sagittarius, and you're going to understand what your moon, your full moon's going to be able to do for you, okay, and your dreams and your intentions, okay? It's going to be able to kick it off, but you've got some real strengths there. So look at the Sagittarius and what they're good at, and that's what your full moon's good at. Okay, so what I want you to do, if you're laying down, if you're sitting at the table, wherever you are, let's just close our eyes. We'll do a really quick centering and balancing. Okay, so close your eyes, breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. Then relax your body. Start with your feet, feeling the relaxation process go through your toes, up through your each leg, up through each thigh, through your hips, relaxing your tummy. That's the only time you can relax it. Letting your chest relax. Your shoulders, maybe breathing in and out. While you're doing that, bringing the shoulders up and down so they can relax. Back to your shoulders, right? Down each arm. Feel that relaxation going through each of the fingers, each of the fingertips on your right arm and your left arm. Your face is relaxing, your eyes. Okay, you're breathing. Your mouth, your jaws, you can feel everything just quietly relaxing. For this moment in time, nothing's bothering you. Now feel your scalp relaxing too. Imagine your emotions are just kind of still. right? Breathing in and out, fighting those emotions. It's just you and you yourself. This time, this couple of moments is just for you. Think about what you want to manifest or create with this full moon. Maybe it's a job, something with a love relationship, relationship of any kind in business and or personal, with your family, with your spouse, with your girlfriend or your boyfriend. Think about that. Maybe it's a life choice that you need clarity on. Maybe you want to get healthier. Think about that. Now, write it down if you're done here, okay? But thank your angels. Thank Archangel Haniel for helping you with this tonight. Let her know that your higher power, God, the angels know that you're going to write it down. And if it feels right, burn it. If you want to keep it, put it in a safe place that's near and dear to you. And write that down and just say, I'm going to make sure I include for my highest and best good, or for our highest and best good, if you're willing, if you're doing this with another person, and in divine and perfect timing. Say that to yourself and know that your angels and archangels and Archangel Haniel and God in the higher causal plane is hearing all you say, because you're coming from a great place of peace and joy and your higher self. And we say, amen. So it is. All right, everybody. Good luck tonight with your prayers, your meditation, and kicking things off. And you got a great gas pedal with manifesting and prayer and creating. It's not time to sign contracts. That will happen after the 11th. But it is time to get it going, get the ball rolling, all right? Look up Sagittarius so you know the qualities that you were. Full moon has, and then remember, we got a new moon, I think it's coming on tonight, so we'll talk all about that and what you can do with that as well. And you know what, bottom line, you got a lot of strong power within you, and the moon will help you take it to a whole new level, and not to mention the angels, Archangel Haniel and God. And we just want to hear it. You've got great stories, and send us a Facebook message, facebook.com/angelcoaches. If you got a great story and you want to be a part of our show, then let me know, facebook.com/angelcoaches, or email me at Tari@angelcoaches.org. We have a special speaker on the 4th, and he's doing amazing. He wrote his book, you guys remember, about a year, maybe a year and a half ago. Anyway, what a success story. I wonder if he works with Archangel Haniel, but he's got a great story, great book out. It's getting a lot of publicity and getting a lot of attention, and we're going to hear how we're doing it and what his goals and plans are for this book and new ones in the future. And you guys are going to love the story. It is a real Cinderella story, except instead of the princess, he gets the great book. Okay, then it gets much sweeter than that. Anyway, you guys take care. Have a great now. And like us on facebook.com/angelcoaches. Check our website out because we're going to launch it. It's up and running though. Angelcoaches.org. There's a whole new list of stuff. We've got a newsletter out. You guys really got a special free gift. Did I say special free gift? I did. Free gift for you too when you register for a newsletter. You're going to love it, okay? I love it. Anyway, you guys take care. Have a great now, and we will talk to you soon. Bye, everybody.